A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, This is what I commanded my people, listen to my voice. Then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you, so that you may prosper. But they obeyed not, nor did they pay heed. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts, and turned their backs, not their faces, to me. From the day that your fathers left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servants the prophets. Yet they have not obeyed me, nor paid heed. They have stiffened their necks and done worse than their fathers. When you speak all these words to them, they will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer you. Say to them, This is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord its God, or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. The word of the Lord. I love toast. I love toast, and I have the best toaster. It only cost $13 at Target, but it works really well, and it sits there right on my counter, ever ready to make toast for me. Now, this is a bit of a problem, my love for toast, because I travel a lot. And in a lot of rectories that I visit, they don't have a toaster. They might have a toaster oven. And you know, in a toaster oven, very practical, you can make a souffle, you can warm up strudel, but you can't make good toast in a toaster oven. You really just need a toaster. It does one thing, but it does it really, really well. This is the thing about Israel. God wants them to do one thing, to listen to his voice. The reason God created Israel, brought the people out of Egypt, made of them a nation, was so that there would be one place on earth where God's laws were lived. One nation on earth that listened to the voice of the Lord. And if Israel doesn't do that, there's no reason for its existence. Might as well be Egypt. They have a great economic system there. Might as well be Babylonia or Assyria. The prophet Jeremiah brings with him a threat by saying, You are the people who do not listen to the Lord, because that was Israel's one reason to live. Israel was trying to be a toaster oven, to do all of these things, rather than to do one thing well. We in our lives, I think God is telling us, we were created to do one thing well. And maybe we can do a lot of things, but do we do it at the expense of the one thing God would have us do? And if so, we need to look at that. We shouldn't seek to be a toaster oven. Just a toaster is good enough. I can't say what the one thing is that God is asking of you. Maybe it's to be a good husband or wife, a good parent. Maybe it's to be a good preacher or a good prayer. I don't know. I don't even know for myself, but I know I need to work on that today. I think what God is challenging us to this day with this reading is to say, are we doing the one thing that God created us to do? Because if not, despite all of the good things we can do, We're not doing what God wants.